let's pull all this together and conclude this morning. None of these five women deserved this privilege to be a mother of the promise. None of them deserved for God to use them. All of them were sinners. Tamar was defrauded. Rahab was defiled by her lifestyle. Ruth was despised because of her family. Bathsheba was defeated because she made choices she shouldn't have made. Mary was determined in spite of the fact of the scorn upon her, in spite of the fact that she was blessed of all women, that she would obey God. I just want to ask you two questions this morning. Do you see anyone you know? Do you know anybody this morning that's defrauded? That because of a series of events that maybe they were a part of or maybe they weren't, their lives are marked? Do you know anyone, a mother, a woman, a person that you know that's defiled? That sin has wrenched the blessedness of purity out of their life? Do you know anyone that's despised? Maybe because of their race, maybe because of their social standing, maybe because of the fact they bear some scar or some scandal upon them. Do you know anyone that's defeated? That they just walked too close to the fire of passion, too close to the line, and they were swept into sin. And yes, they've borne the grief of it, and yes, they've borne the scars of it. Do you know someone that's defeated? Then I wonder, will you determine, as these women did, and as each of them was, that you, as a mother this morning, will be a mother of the promise? You say, what's that? Well, every child you bear into this world, mothers, are marked by sin. All of them are already defiled. Already they have each been defrauded out of their inheritance God wanted to give them because they're sinners. Every one of them are despised. Every one of them are defeated at birth by sin. And today, you are a mother of the promise that can point them to Christ and can be a portrait of God's grace to them. That's the highest calling that anybody could have. And you know, this morning, you might not be a mother. You might just be a normal man, a normal woman, a normal child. I wonder today, in your life, have you been defiled by sin? Have you been defeated, defrauded, despised? Will you determine today that you will partake of the promise? That you will trust in God, your Savior, to wash away that sin as far as the east is from the west so that He can look upon you in the righteousness of Christ? There's a glorious message from God's Word, and that message is this: that God has graciously chosen a line of women to bring Christ into the world, those women who were destined to be mothers of the promise. And each of them is a beautiful portrait of God's grace. For all who come to Christ come as lowly sinners, undeserving, graciously chosen by Him.